from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. High school athletes in New Mexico had been preparing to play fall sports beginning this weekend, but on Thursday, it was all taken away from them by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham when she announced that she would not be lifting the 9-to-1 pod restrictions and would not be allowing sports to proceed. We get reaction from Lovington Independent School District Athletic Director Robert Ariola.
Devastating. You know, our kids have worked hard for this, and they've been diligent as far as following all the rules and guidelines, and then it feels like, you know, it was just taken away from them. So it's tough. It's tough to, you know, in trying to explain to them what's happening, and it makes it tough as a coach, you know, as an administrator, as a teacher, to give, you know, kids bad news.
And trying to find a silver lining won't be easy, as spring sports are now in question. As voters go to the polls, Amendment 1 is on the ballot regarding appointments to the Public Regulations Commission by the governor. Lee County Clerk Keith Maines explains it further.
We have right now 5 public regulatory commissioners, you know, and they're elected at, by districts. So there's 5 districts. What this wants to do is change that to allow the governor to appoint 3 of those commissioners. That would give the governor a lot more control. It doesn't matter which governor it is, but those are some powerful commissioners because they regulate our electricity and they regulate our natural gas prices.
Since voting began on Tuesday, there's been a heavy turnout in Lee County and across New Mexico. An elderly woman in her 90s was the 14th death related to the coronavirus in Eddy County, that according to the Department of Health, who reported that on Thursday. She was a resident at the Lakeview Christian Nursing Home in Carlsbad. The Eddy County Sheriff's Office is warning citizens of a scam of individuals claiming to be from the Social Security Administration Office asking for personal information. The individuals also are claiming to be from the Eddy County Sheriff's Office in an attempt to collect funds for the Social Security Administration. In these calls, the scammers use the Eddy County Sheriff's Office business phone number using a method known as cloning. This method uses a program which allows the caller or scammer to choose a number that will appear on the caller ID. The Eddy County Sheriff's Office does not collect money for the Social Security Administration, so do not give out any funds in any manner to these callers. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.